Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf kuf yud ches, Pesachim 118. Today's daf yomi, our Gemara is continuing our discussion of Hallel. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbana, and the Braisa taught that Ravi, you drink the fourth cup of wine, and Gomer Olav as a Hallel, that you complete on the fourth cup of wine the Hallel. So that you had started before the meal, but that howl before the meal is just called howl or praise, and the howl after the meal that you say after you have the meal, that you drink the fourth cup of wine on, that is called Omer Hallel HaGadol. That is called Hallel HaGadol, which we refer to today as Psalm 136 in Tehillim, and we'll say why it's called Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel. So this is the position of Rabbi Tarfon. Some say, no, we don't say Psalm 136, but others say we say Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, Psalm 23, that's the appropriate psalm to recite after the meal, after the Seder meal. And the reason is because some interpret it, the Midrash Shohar Tov interprets that the whole Psalm 23, which we usually read at funerals today, it all refers to the exodus from Egypt and the walking through the wilderness. And so therefore, that's why they have the custom of reciting Psalm 23 on the night of the Seder. So asks the Gemara, Meheichan Hallel HaGadol, what is considered to be this great howl that we're supposed to say after the Seder? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mehodu Hashem Kitov Kilo Am Chasto, which we know is, in our counting, the beginning of Psalm 136, ad until the verse of Al Naros Bavel, which is the first verse of Psalm 137, basically what we count today as chapter 136 of the Psalms. Whereas that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda, whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it starts earlier, Mishir HaMalos, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem, from a song of ascent, behold, they have blessed God, which is Psalm 134:1, included. So therefore, Psalm 134, 135, and 136, Ad Al Naharos Bavel, until the Psalm by the rivers of Babylon, which is Psalm 137. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Michi Yaakov Bachar Lo Ka, from Psalm 135, verse 4, Ad Naharos Bavel. So there's different questions about where to stop, and everybody says it goes until the Psalm 137, Al Naharos Bavel. So the Gemara asks the question, why is Psalm 136 called Hallel HaGadol? Lama Nikra Shemo Hallel HaGadol? Why is it called Hallel HaGadol? Why is it called the Great Hallel? So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Nesha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam, God himself is sitting in the heights of the world. As it states in Psalm 136, give praise, Hodu Akel Hashemayim, give praise to the God in heaven. U'machalak mizonos l'chol bria, and God distributes mizonos, food, to all the creatures of the world, as it states in Psalm 136, verse 25. Hodu Hashem, no sin lechem l'chol basar. So what? Give thank praise to God because He is good. He gives lechem l'chol basar. God gives bread to every creature. And so this is the great thing, that God is sitting there, that God is sitting up on high in the heights of the world, and he's making sure to distribute enough food to everybody. So says Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hani Esrim v'shishim hodu. There are 26 times where hodu appears in this psalm. So these 26 correspond to Kinegami. What do they correspond to? Kineged Esrim Vishisha Doros Shabarakodesh Brachubolomo. They correspond to the 26 generations in which God created the world from Adam until Moses, and there were 26 generations of the Torah, and they didn't have the Torah. So how did they survive? So Zazino Sambachazo. So since if there was no Torah in the world, how are the people able to survive? How can the world live without Torah? How can they be supported? So God nourished them in His great kindness. The number 26 is actually another name of God. And there is one name of God which is 26 letters. The Yud and then Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. That is 26 letters. So the gematria is 26, doesn't have 26 letters. The numerical value of it is 26. Amar Rav Chista, Maidech Sef, Hodo Hashem Kito. What do we do with the verse that says, give praise to God for He is good, for His kindness endures forever? It means, Hodo Hashem Shegova Shel Chavaso Shel Adam Betovaso. Give praise to God, because when God collects a favor from a person, when God has to punish somebody, he does it with the favors that God has already given to him. Meaning to say, if God has to take a payment from a wealthy person, meaning it's punished to him, Ashir b'shoro, God takes the ox from the rich person. Who gave the ox to the rich person? God. So that's his punishment. At ani b'seyo, and the poor person with his lamb, v'yosom b'beitza, so and the orphan with his just egg, and almana b'tarnagolta, and a widow with her hen. So we see from here, when God punishes people, God takes away the gift that he gave them. That's all it is. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kashem is on osav shal adam kefayim kiyoleda. He says, to make a living is twice as hard as giving birth. But when it comes to giving birth, it says, be'etzev teo divanim, that Eve is going to give birth in pain. But by mazonos, it says, be'itzavon, itzavon tochalana, koyimechayacha. God cursed the land, and he says, be'itzavon. So it's harsher. And Adam's going to have to work hard. So we see from here that it's twice as much. And so this is the idea that it's twice as hard to make a living as it is to give birth. You know, this is obviously not meant to be taken literally. It's said with tremendous sodos, which we don't always understand, obviously. Very rarely understand them in fully. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kashem mezonasav shel adam yoser min hagaula. To give a living to somebody is even harder than redemption. So that's a powerful idea also. So the basic idea is that the Talmud understands our God as a God that cares deeply for how a person's making a living. And we know that we're supposed to imitate God's ways. So one of the greatest mitzvahs we could do is to help somebody find a job. If somebody's looking for a job, it's a great mitzvah to help that person find a job. That's a God-like act. Because God worries about our mazonos, we should worry about the mazonos of the people in our orbit.